Hello, and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guests, Jenny and Ken Fry. They are the co-coordinators for the Newark Area Special Olympics.
You know, Jenny, you reached out to me and said, hey, I'd like to do something a little bit with the Special Olympics. And I said to you, come on in, bring them in. I was just telling you, my brother was a golf coach. Obviously, I sit on the board of DD. The Special Olympics thing, just hearing you guys talk about it right now, I'm ready to go coach. I'm going to get them in here. Let's go. Let's yes. go do some. How, talk a little bit about your involvement and how much fun you're having with this.
Oh, I just absolutely love it. We've been part of it for 23 years now, and it's just been always a passion ever since I found out about it. And it warms my heart. It really does.
And you have how many kids involved in this now? I shouldn't say young adults
yes,
involved in this.
Yes, I have three boys that are involved in Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Ages?
Both are 28.
Look at him over there. You should know your kids' ages. Ken, what's going on here?
26.
I have no idea.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah, 27. Sometimes you get a brain block.
So we got Kyle here, and
yes,
he's
sir.
Got you showing me his medals,
yes,
basketball and track.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about what are the events that are involved with Newark area, because we're going to get in. There's different, you know,
yes.
Special Olympics.
Yeah, we actually do serve Licking County, but... So there's two parts of it. So there is an area by Pataskala. They're called West Licking. So they serve Pataskala area, and we serve the Newark area. But we have athletes that are from, like,
Heath, Newark, Hebron.
Hebron.
Yeah, I mean, we get athletes
yes.
from all over.
So we actually currently have basketball, track, bocce, weightlifting, swimming, cheer.
There she goes again.
Did I forget one?
That's good.
That's pretty much.
Okay,
that's
yes.
That's pretty much what you got there.
Now,
yes.
Ken, you're the coordinator.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You're the co-coordinator, Jenny.
Yes.
But you're the coach.
Yes.
And you coach, I don't know if you still are, you coach them all?
Yes, I do. I coach all of them.
How many do you have, kids or adults?
Well, it varies. I like flag football. We have last year we had 8.
Yes.
Basketball, it's usually around 14, 15 mm-hmm. athletes. And right now, track has 11 in track. There's 8 in bocce mm-hmm. and 6 in weightlifting.
Yes.
How do you keep it all together? Hey,
well,
pick up that weight and run with it. Don't throw that ball that far. That's not a javelin or a shot put. How do you do it?
Oh, it's a passion.
Yes.
It's a lot of patience.
Yes.
To work with kids with disabilities, and
yes.
I just have a really great thing with it that God gave me to give back to what, you know, what these kids to have an understanding, knowing their personalities and their different disabilities.
Yes.
So it's always important to know that, because
yes.
you can't talk to one the same as you would to another.
Yes.
And that's what makes you a great coach.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, our weightlifting coach, he has a facility. It's called Alpha Evolution yeah. Fitness Training. And he does the weightlifting, mm-hmm. and he's on 695 McKinley Avenue. His name is Josh Moore, and he's wonderful.
So how do you get everybody involved? Because I know we were talking about volunteers. Maybe, Jenny, if you want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
What is the process for folks if they want to get involved?
Contact me.
That's
and
it.
I,
yes.
will,
yes.
I will guide you through.
Put them to work.
Yeah. Yes, sir. There's a link I can send you, and I will walk you through the whole way. And it's just about volunteering your time, you know. And you have to definitely have patience and... you know, the patience is the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how many do you have right now, volunteers?
So
we don't have very many.
Yeah. So there's, me, you, Josh, Becky.
So less than 10?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
We just started in
yes.
April as head coordinators. So we're trying to get it built up.
Yes.
You know, to try to get more volunteers, and especially we need that's the main
and
thing.
Athletes
is like,
would be nice too.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I'd love to have more athletes.
Yes.
Because it's so wonderful to do yes. such great work
yes.
with kids that don't maybe normally get to do things that
yes.
they
yes.
necessarily wouldn't be able to do.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
So would you say having some kind of athletic or coaching background is a huge plus or
no.
just any,
well,
any
no.
anybody? You don't even
have
to.
I didn't have one.
Yeah.
Well, you played sports.
Yeah.
But I played sports.
You knew a little
yes,
bit about it.
I knew
it.
A little bit about
it. You don't
it.
Need to
we
know anything.
We don't really need to have yeah. that. We just need somebody with compassion. Someone
yeah.
that
patience.
Has patience.
Yes.
Because, like I said, there's difference in disability.
Yes.
So you need to work with everybody, not just one. You
yes.
want to make everybody feel welcome.
Yes.
And you want to make sure they all get a medal.
Yes.
Not yeah. just one.
Now, do the parents, do they help? I mean, at all when you're
yeah, they
all?
Help.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they do help.
Yeah, just help. Most of them are unfortunately very busy.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
we understand.
And yeah. the thing is, they can't, like, if it's track, they can't go into the bullpen because they're not, you know,
you
got
to be
have
a coach yes.
or a volunteer.
Yes.
Which you have to have a background check.
Yes.
And
that's where
like
I was
that.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah.
You don't
and
have
it's
to
free.
Pay.
You don't pay for it.
No.
Okay. You just do a background check.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do a few things online. And that's
and
about
I can
it.
Walk them through that, too.
Oh, I'll bet you can take hand in hand and just take them right down that
yes,
path.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Where are your practices at? Where do you?
So right now we are at Evansville
yeah.
which is provided us by the NERC High School, Jeff Quackenbush. He's a wonderful guy. He helps us with different facilities, so that's one of them, and also NERC High School with our basketball practices and games, so that's always wonderful, too.
Does
yeah,
Quack give you some
lot.
Tips with basketball?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I would hope so.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
he definitely
he's
played.
Pretty good
dude
coach.
Knows
that.
Yes, he
for
is.
Sure.
He's
yes.
a pretty good – what's your
yeah.
favorite? If you had to pick
I like
one,
them all.
Do you really?
I couldn't have – there's not a favorite. I like them all because I know I'm doing something great.
Yeah.
And giving these kids the feeling of being part of something.
Yes.
And come out smiling and,
yes.
and happy about
yes.
what their accomplishments
everybody
are.
Gets an yeah. award no matter what.
Yes.
We've seen them all. It doesn't
yes.
matter if you
everybody
get
gets an award.
10th place, you get an award. How we got into it was years ago, my boys were in baseball. And I just got tired of them just being in the dugout. And I went out there and I said, when are they going to get to go out there and play and be in the field? And the coach looked at me, well, when they know how to win and then when they know how to play. I'm like, well, shouldn't be about winning, but how are they going to learn how to play if you're not teaching them? Because I didn't know nothing yeah. about baseball. And I don't have the time. I can't hold nobody's hand. And so a parent saw my frustration, and that's how we found out about Special Olympics. And it just
and
warms.
And been in it ever
yeah.
since.
he gives everybody the opportunity to get equal time so they get out there and get to play and be involved. We don't leave anybody out.
Now, be honest about this.
Yes, sir.
How about them parents in the stands? What do you do with them? Especially the coach, because you may be hearing some stuff.
It's hard. You just try to remind them this is Special Olympics.
Yeah.
You know, this is not the NBA, and your kiddo's not out there trying to get, you know, a scholarship or something. And just have respect, please, you know.
It's not all about winning.
Yeah.
It's about being able to do something that you necessarily wouldn't be able to do.
Yes.
Because of your disability.
Yeah.
But just because you have a disability doesn't mean you can't learn to do something.
Yeah.
And I've proven that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they
with
have.
With my
definitely.
Athletes.
Yes.
And they're 10 times better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just because I have that patience and
yes.
I work with all of them,
yes.
not just one.
Well, you see that too societally. I mean,
yes.
employers look for young people that mm-hmm. have been a part of a team
yes.
right.
and understand roles and those kinds of things,
yes.
and that's universal.
Uh-huh.
So
yes.
when you're
exactly.
teaching that,
yes.
you're teaching life skills that will carry them throughout.
Right.
Yes.
And it really helps them. And,
yes.
and the smile on their faces is
yes.
the gift that you get.
Yes. Yes.
That is a gift.
That's the award right
That's
there.
The award. The biggest award is the smile
yeah.
on their faces.
You'll get some people, well, what's the pay? There's no pay. The pay is the smile on their face.
Yes.
Getting to see them out there and be a part of something and prove that they can do stuff. Don't discount them just because of a disability.
Do you guys do any kind of like fundraising
so,
like that?
So, yes, we have an upcoming fundraiser, and it's June 12th at the Arby's in Heath, Ohio. And it's from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And thank you, Arby's, for letting us do that. I actually currently work there, so it's nice to have
the... Yeah, keep plugging Arby's so you don't get in trouble.
Feet in there. So it's nice to have a foot in the door. Right. So.
So what is that? What does that entail? Is it just they are giving a percentage of sales?
Yes, sir, at the end of the day.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Yes, that's, yes.
June 12th, you said?
Yes, June 12th. Yeah, from 11 to 7 p.m.
Guy down the hall will probably get like 30 of the regular sandwiches, so he may keep you...
And just in the drive-thru and eat them all right there.
And then go back and get more. So he may be your biggest donor this year, I guarantee you that.
There you go.
So the torch, and then when are the Olympics then?
So that's the end of this May. The end of May is when state games are. Mm-hmm. So that's the 29th, 30th, and 31st. And that's at Jesse Owens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's always a big thing.
Yes.
But do you know how many athletes are involved in state one? I mean, because I know it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's from all over Ohio.
Right.
Yes.
So you
yes.
got teams from everywhere. It's
Yes.
You whatever county they're there.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, being the coach of all the different. You know, football, basketball, track, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Do they schedule the events such that you as a coach are able to be present at all those events?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's got to be a scheduling, I mean, logistical nightmare to get all that done. That's crazy.
Well, I did all my own scheduling.
Yeah, for like basketball and
wow.
I did
stuff.
All of it myself.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing you're able to do that. Okay, so that's a weekend long, if I'm not mistaken. You have the opening ceremonies.
Yes.
Then
yes.
The competitions is throughout that.
Yes.
Is there times where you see some of these athletes, especially you as a coach, you see some of these athletes and you're like, we ain't beating that kid.
I actually see
it positive. I just tell them to do the best you can.
Yeah.
It's all about just doing what you can. It's not all about winning.
Yeah.
I mean,
we actually do have an athlete. He's part of the weightlifting, and he's actually done where he's got into the USA.
Can't think of his name, but I've interviewed
Garrett Ford.
Garrett. Thank you, Garrett.
Yeah. That's our athlete,
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame, actually, Special Olympics there at the OSU. Yes, sir. Yeah. He's amazing.
Power lift.
He can
lift
over 650.
Wow. Yeah,
easy.
Last year was 650.
Yeah. He can do some.
Is that one where you just go, I don't need to coach you.
Keep going.
What about him, coach? Yeah, he's fine.
That's all the coaching you get.
Yes.
Keep breathing.
Yeah.
He's actually really nice, too. Yeah. He helps.
Oh, I've interviewed him.
He helps some of the other athletes as well.
That's
so.
Awesome.
Yeah. Do you find that, too, that the, like, with Garrett, some of these athletes, I mean, I don't know about Kyle. He's got all the hardware over here. Is he taking kids aside and saying, hey, okay, you do this? You do that? I mean,
he helps. Like my older son, his brother, he works at Carvana there in Heath, and he helped him and was like, here, just try it out. And he tried it and he absolutely loved it. So
We got athletes that will help out.
Yeah,
actually, do that. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what we were talking earlier. That's what makes me mad, because a lot of times you'll see somebody with a disability and people just jump to conclusions. Oh, you know what? They're just going to be over there. Don't worry about them. You know what? Give them a chance. You don't know what you're going to get.
Exactly. That's not the case.
Yes.
Yeah, give them a chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's the hardest one to coach?
None of them. I'm really good at all.
You can't say it. Did he just say I'm good at all?
He did. On record, I'm good at them all. Boom.
Yes.
Wow. Good at them all.
Yeah.
Confidence will take
you. We laugh and have fun at practice and everything. Yes. It's athletes that win. The only reason that they win like they do is because the way I give them the inspiration and we have fun at practice and stuff. You know, you can't yell at them or nothing. You've got to have fun.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Jenny and Ken Fry, co-coordinators for the Newark Area Special Olympics. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.